Not too many weeks ago, mentions of rising mortgage defaults were being dismissed. Many in the industry were saying that overall rates of arrears are very low. So there was quite a bit of surprise today when the boss of one of Australia's big four banks conceded that he is worried about homeowners keeping up with their repayments. Rising numbers of homes are slumping into negative equity. Those are the March figures. And that means the value of what owners owe the bank is more than what their home is worth. It begs the question, is the worst of the house price falls now over, or is there still more to come? Here's our business reporter, David Taylor.
Investors liked what they heard as ANZ released its half-year profit result today. They sent the company's stock up sharply. But amid the good earnings news was this little bombshell from the chief executive, Shane Elliott.
Our data shows that there is more stress in parts of Australia, particularly for retail borrowers and particularly those converting from interest-only to principal and interest.
Mr. Elliott says the headwinds facing households are gaining strength.
Unsurprisingly, some of that is due to stubbornly low wage growth, the fall in house prices, and the extension in time it takes for houses to sell.
Martin North is the principal of independent property market research firm Digital Finance Analytics. He's been ringing the alarm bells on mortgage stress for many months.
The low rates today are higher than they were, but they will continue to go higher unless we get a substantial change in the wind. For example, if incomes really start to rise, or if rates get cut significantly, those might actually have an impact. But if we don't get that, then this is going to be an inexorable trend that we're going to see over the next 1 to 2 to 3 years.
The data show mining towns in Western Australia are feeling the worst of it. However, recently, households in the western suburbs of Sydney and the outskirts of Melbourne, where property prices have dived around 20%, are also under financial stress, particularly as the value of their homes falls below the value of their loan.
What that means is that you're stuck now because previously the banks would have basically put pressure on people to sell, get out, repay their mortgage, and that everyone will be fine. But now, of course, if you sell, you'll still have the remnant of the mortgage left because the mortgage stays with you. And so it starts to get into a much more difficult situation.
Martin North says we're now seeing the legacy of the dodgy lending practices revealed during the Banking Royal Commission.
So it's 2014, 2015 loans in particular, in my view, the ones we have to watch. And that's going to take probably another 18 months, 2 years to work through. Assuming that we don't get any change with regards to income growth, then this is going to be a significant break on household finances and the broader economy. It's going to be a considerable break on the banks and the way that they actually manage their business and indeed the returns that they make as well. So I think this is now coming to be one of the most critical issues for our broader economy insofar that this early leading indicator of trouble ahead, I think, is something which people need to wake up to.
While that all sounds pretty gloomy, property data crunching firm CoreLogic says there is hope for struggling households. Tim Lawless is CoreLogic's head of research.
Well, based on the current trend in data, it does look like we've moved through the worst of this downturn. It looks like the worst of the market probably was around the end of last year. So we are seeing some signs that credit might be starting to become a little bit more free-flowing. But of course, the housing market remains very weak across Australia.
Martin North disagrees.
I'm afraid that I'm more negative than Tim. I mean, there is definitely a slight easing of the fall, and I would expect that. But I look at what I call the credit impulse, which is the rate of new credit being written. And it is still decreasing. And my view is that rate of decrease of credit availability will translate to more home prices, at least for the next 6 to 12 months, and could well be beyond. So I'm afraid that it's way too early to call the worst over.
All eyes are now on the Reserve Bank to see if it eases the financial pressure for borrowers by lowering the cash rate when it meets on Tuesday next week.
David Taylor with that report.